It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back. It is In the Loop, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. My name is Dallas Ackerman. I'm the director of communications for LPS, and it is hard to believe, but we are quickly winding down this the 2023-2024 school year. And we thought it'd be a great idea to have a couple of members of our LPS class of 2024 join us. So here the last few weeks, I reached out to some folks at Liberty High. I did the same at Liberty North. And what we came up with is I think we have two great representatives of this class of 2024, that being Jackson Zimmer, a Blue Jay from Liberty High School. And then we have Alyssa Lee. She is from Liberty North High School. I want to thank both of you for joining us as part of In the Loop this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having us.
Okay, so we're going to go ladies first. We're going to be polite. Let's start with you, Alyssa. As we come down to the final days of your senior year, kind of your thoughts as we count them down.
I think leaving Liberty North and just Liberty Public Schools in total, it's very surreal, and I did not know what to expect coming to this point in my educational journey, but I'm just trying to soak up every minute that's left because it went by really fast.
Yeah. Jackson, we were just talking just before Alyssa arrived here, and I know it's been a busy year for you. I'm sure some stress. You talked about the classes you've been taking and now looking ahead to what's coming up in May.
Oh, well, as I was talking to Ms. Geiser earlier today, I'm gonna miss high school. I'm gonna miss doing stuff for student council, doing stuff for Dr. Sharp and all the other people. But it's time to move on to that next step, that next growing thing.
Yeah. I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves then. I know you both have been really involved during your high school careers in LPS. So, Alyssa, let's start with you. Take us all the way back when you walked into one of our schools for the first time as, I'm sure, a cute little kindergartner. Where was that at? And then just take us through your journey.
Okay, I'm not sure I could really remember the first day of kindergarten, but I can tell you it was at Warren Hills, and I had an excellent experience there, all just amazing teachers and peers, and I think looking back on it too, I can reflect on how special Warren Hills was, just having grown up and seeing everything else. I can just remember good memories there that I know are even more special than they seemed at the time now. And then, so I had a great experience there. I went to Heritage Middle School, which was also a great place to be at. The teachers, it's a very welcoming environment. It's very much family-oriented at Heritage, so I think that's something special they have there. I remember I loved the PE classes the most just because of the teachers and the community they built through PE, so that's something special I remember. And then I went to Liberty North, and I've been very involved in dance team there, as well as student council and various other clubs. And Liberty North has been just such a special place. I think I've grown a lot there the last 4 years. And being a senior and reflecting back on it is something that I just keep realizing new things every day of how important and special North was to me.
Great. Jackson, thoughts? You've been busy yourself. Were you an honorary young man as you walked in on kindergarten?
maybe, I don't know. You'd have to ask my parents for that exact answer. But I my first day of kindergarten and everything, I walked.
Where was this at?
Shoal Creek.
Okay.
I walked very honorably into Shoal Creek. My first teacher was Miss Katrin. I remember her very fondly, and a lot of my other teachers at Shoal Creek. There, I kind of learned a lot about A, how school's going to work, B, how to overcome things. As I was telling you before we started the podcast, Mr. Ackerman, I was diagnosed with an IED, being a developmental disorder and stuff, back in elementary school, where it was kind of strictly into that ELA sector where I could talk just fine. I could understand other people talking to me just fine. It's just I couldn't read or write. It was just so hard for me. So from that early steps, I was learning how to kind of deal with things, move on with things, and work and get the help that I needed. So I'm very thankful to the Liberty community because they were the ones who found that. Miss Williams, my third grade teacher, was the one who kind of saw that I had an issue. And everyone at Shoal Creek kind of got behind me and helped me overcome that. And thank gosh for that, because as I was going up to Discovery Middle School, the tides turned very quickly on how hard things were going to be. And that's never a bad thing. You always have to be able to take on challenges. And going to Discovery Middle School was my first real big challenge on changing how I can learn, learning who I am, and learning about the growing and changing world of the schools. From there, I went to LHS, served my 4 years there. Two principals, Dr. Adams and Dr. Sharp, both great people. We were extremely lucky to have Dr. Adams, and she was super supportive of everybody at the high school, but she was also supportive of me whenever I had my opportunities to interact with her, even though I was just one person in the crowd. Same thing with Dr. Sharp. From there, I served 4 years in student council at Liberty High School. I played in the orchestra. I played on the tennis team. And it all culminated to senior year where I became student body president.
Awesome. Awesome. Jackson Zimmer, Alyssa Lee joining us as part of In the Loop with LPS as we celebrate our class of 2024 graduates. And that is just right around the corner now as we put the finishing touches on this school year. Thought I'd take a few minutes to ask you both, just maybe go down memory lane a little bit before we then look ahead to what's in your future. But question number one, best memory during your time at LHS? Alyssa, I know you're a big dancer. I don't know if you're going to go the dance route. You're not only a dancer, you're a really good dancer. I can remember presenting you with awards for state championships and all that. Is that what would stand out?
I'd say there's a lot of good dance memories, but I think the ones that stood out to me the most were in my practical leadership class. And I'm not sure I could say like a particular time, but I would say more of like just the feeling of excitement and community and family that was formed like every day through that class. It was one of my just favorite places to be over the years. And I think it gave me so much of my personality in the way where I was able to grow into myself at school, and just the way that Miss Plaster, my student council advisor, and just everyone in that group really brought out the best in each other. I think it helped me be the best version of myself every day at school. So I think just the fun memories in there where I was just allowed to be whoever I wanted to be really made a good impact on my high school career overall.
Love it. Love it. Jackson?
Well, where do I begin? But if I were to have to pick one, which I do, this year, the orchestra LHS, along with the band and the choir, representing, fine arts, we had the opportunity to go and perform at the Kauffman Center.
That's right.
It was fantastic. That's gotta be one of, if not my favorite memory from LHS in high school, where it's just the opportunity to go and perform at a place like that, given through the school district, was just phenomenal.
That's a great memory. Here's one for you. Best advice you could give a student as they begin their respective journeys. Let's start with you, Jackson. And let's maybe not go all the way back. Maybe an advice you'd give a kindergartner or first grader. Maybe advice you'd give a student maybe jumping into like secondary, beginning this journey that obviously culminates in graduation.
Yes, sir. That's a very good question. I think I was asked that question similarly at the beginning of the year. I'm going to change up my answer that it's going to be yourself. I don't care. Nobody cares how cool you are. Nobody cares how smart or strong or anything you are. Are you willing to be yourself? And if they do care, then you shouldn't be hanging around them. Who are you? What do you stand for? Are you a good person? Are you going to put in the effort, put in the time? And that's for anything, that being orchestra, tennis, student council. Are you going to be a good person while doing those things? Are you going to put in your time to get better at those things? That's all that really matters, and that's what, at least for me, got me through high school and middle school.
Okay, Jackson kind of stole my answer a little bit on that one.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I think just piggybacking off of that, especially if we're talking about going into secondary, I know that middle school especially is just a very hard age to be at, and it's when everyone starts comparing themselves to others, and you start feeling like you have to fit a mold. I think, personally, if I was going back to give advice to myself or anyone else like that I knew at the time, I would say the same thing, like be yourself and don't worry as much, but also to just like stay steadfast in your goals and keep pushing yourself more to have that hard work ethic and set your standards higher by like just taking the little things, like if it's educational, just like taking the extra notes or like doing the extra work, because it pays off when you're older. But also just personally, like doing the extra work in your sport or being the best version of yourself and just intentionally trying to better yourself, because your future self will thank you.
Great answers, both. Again, Jackson Zimmer, Alyssa Lee joining us on this special class of 2024 edition of In the Loop with LPS. We had a few students on over this past year. You guys, we've never had two at the same time, so we're breaking new barriers, of course, as part of In the Loop.
Always first.
Here's a question that I would have for both of you, and this is a great opportunity, I think, to get some of your insights. Two students that have been heavily involved, you put academics first, so busy just in your lives. Something that has come out, we were actually just kind of in the process of re-racking our strategic plan as a district. Well, as part of that, we had a gentleman that would go and do some focus groups and meet with high school students. And I think like one of the big themes that came out of those meetings were that our students at the high school level and probably going to middle level and even below that, stressed, high levels of stress. Would you agree with that? And how do you guys handle that? And what do we need to do to try to manage that? Jackson?
Well, I was lucky enough to be in that focus group.
Oh, really?
At Liberty High School. I don't know if they had any more, but I do know at the beginning of the year I was invited to that focus group. And I was privy to us talking about high levels of stress. It is stressful. There is a thing to be said about students themselves making sure that they are putting their time wisely. 100%, I totally agree with that point. But I also think that there is a level of too much. There's too much going on. Just for example, like last week, I was just telling you about this, Mr. Ackerman, was even though it's the end of the school year, and I'm not saying that we should slow down at the end of the school year at all. We should always keep up pace, keep pushing, keep grinding. But it was just everything was hitting all at once. And it's probably down to a school thing and a teacher thing, where it's just that is the week that they put all the tests or all the assignments. Every night I had 3 to 4 things, and the next day I had like I'm only in class for 6 hours this year, 6 tests or something like that. And it's just that balance of things. Everybody loves a slow week. I do as much as the last person, but I don't know. It's just that balance between too much and too little can always be improved and worked upon, to me at least.
Alyssa?
I think stress has been a huge thing for me, especially this year. A lot of it comes from my extracurriculars, like dance and just being involved in so many other things. But I also, something that I was thinking about while Jackson was talking is, last year I had psych class with Mr. Davis, and something that stuck with me from him was that there's always going to be stress no matter what you do in your life, but you are going to have to figure out your strategies and what works for you, and you just can't run from the stress. And so I think that's something that's come back to me a lot this year as I've gone through probably the most stressful year of my life. I think a lot of the times it's just a day-by-day thing, and you have to focus on the class you're in or focus on the practice that you're at the time as to not get behind and not get in your head with a lot of stuff. But I definitely think it's something that I've grown a lot with throughout the years at LPS. Like, I've learned how I handle it a lot better, and it's something I continue to work on, but I'm glad to have the support system that I do at LPS to get through it.
So that kind of leads me into my next question as far as along your journeys now over the last 13 years, going back to kindergarten, who are some of those people that you're always going to remember for making a difference in your lives?
Ladies first.
Okay. When I think back to elementary school, I would have to say Miss Witt, who is now Miss Ganino. I think she's a coach at Liberty. She was my fifth grade teacher, and I just loved her so much.
Michaela.
Yes.
Yep.
I loved Miss Witt. I only had her for a semester, but she left a huge impact on my life. Just her compassion and the grace in which she handled the class, and I don't know, she just always looked out for me, and I felt especially connected with her. In middle school, I'd have to say Miss Lang, our PE teacher, sixth grade. I still meet up with her with my friends, and we go get ice cream every now and then, so she's a very special person in my life. And lastly, in high school, without a doubt, Miss Plaster, my student council advisor. She's literally probably raised me almost as much as my parents have.
Wow.
She's grown with me, and I've grown with her, and it's just been an incredible journey.
Good stuff. Jackson, you're up.
Well, I already mentioned Miss Williams at the beginning of the podcast. She was the one who caught my IED and helped me through that. I still get to interact with her on a, I'd say, probably semi-frequent basis. But she kind of set me up for success going into middle school and high school in so many ways that I didn't realize up until this year, specifically. And just knowing that at LPS, there are people like that who are looking out for students and have that true passion to help students in need just makes me so much happier. And that being said, once I went to middle school, it was a little bit of a dry period. All my teachers are fantastic. There was no real lasting memory in mind, and that was kind of because of how I zoned in so much in middle school too. And it's a little bit toxic, some may say, but it's just like I had to be perfect on this, and this. And I remember what happened in middle school, but there's just so zoned in on schoolwork. I could tell you what I was doing when I was doing it. I couldn't necessarily tell you who I was doing it with or the events that was happening around it. But once I got into high school, I realized that probably wasn't a good mindset to be in. You have to be present. You have to be prepared. You have to be ready with the world around you. So I zoned back out. And there were so many people at LHS. For example, Dr. Adams, Dr. Sharp, Miss McGee, Mr. Fairchild, Miss Davis, all of my teachers, all of the administrators at Liberty High School have left a form of an impact on me. But I would say that Miss Geisert, student council advisor, and Miss King, they came in last year for our student council, coming in after Miss Minch and Mr. Berger. And they were learning alongside me. On how do you run this? How do you build a community? How do you incite change and positive growth at the high school? And I think they left the most impact on me, not only because of who they are, but the situation that I was in with them, where it wasn't, you're the teacher, you know everything, but I'm learning, you're learning. It's okay if we both make mistakes, this is just how we're going to grow. And the outcome of that, A, memory for me, and B, is just a greater, stronger student council at Liberty High School now.
You two have brought your A game to the podcast studio here this afternoon. Really have enjoyed this conversation. We still have a few minutes left here. And as we continue on, has there been a moment this school year where it kind of hit you? I mean, we're at the time we're doing this interview, we're a few weeks away from actually you walking across that stage at the Cable Dahmer Arena in Independence. But was there a moment this year where you're like, oh my, we're coming down to the end. It's coming fast.
I would probably say after spring break. First of all, it was hard to come back to school because I had just gone on vacation. But then after that, it was like me and my friends kind of started looking at the weeks left, and we were like, oh, like this is the rest of our high school career. Like, this is actually it. And I think it kind of took a new meaning then. And I think from then on, I've just been trying to live in the moment as much as I can and soak up what I have left.
Yeah. Jackson?
It's funny that you asked that question. I would say that the moment was today, around lunchtime. I have my practical leadership class fifth hour, right before lunch. And I'm in student council, so I get the great pleasure of getting and working on things for student council during that period. And so you know, our student council and our leadership is separate classes. They're going to be merging next year. So if you want to join leadership or student council at LHS, please. But I get to do student council things during that period. And I'm going down to Z Basement with Will Peacock, a little name drop there. Great kid. I love him. We're going down to Z Basement to pick up our LHS and J's big light up letters that we have. And on our way back up, me and him were talking, and it's just, I'm almost out of here. In fact, once I got back up to the main building and everything, I go over to the lunchroom. We're selling our prom tickets now. I'm sitting down, I'm talking to next year's student body president. And that talk with Will on the way back up with, I'm almost out of here, and talking with Caroline about just, are you ready for next year? How do you feel? Are you prepared? It was really setting in with me that I'm almost out of here. My job is done. This upcoming Wednesday, I'm going to be relinquishing my role in student council. I'm going to be relinquishing anything that I have, power or position wise at Liberty High School to Caroline and the upcoming members in student council. Where it's just, it hit today that I am almost out of here, and my effect, I hope, on Liberty High School is something that's going to remain and not be forgotten.
Well said. Jackson Zimmer, Alyssa Lee, joining us as part of In the Loop with LPS. Something I always share, and of course you're talking now nearly three decades ago. Don't want to date myself too much, right? But I was probably a similar kid that you may know, and maybe you're at times have been this way as well, where it's like, Let's run this out. I'm ready for the next thing. And then I remember one of the last days as we're getting ready to walk out, just like I was overcome thinking there's going to be people I'm never going to see again, which is true. There are people you will never see again after graduation, which is sad in a way. But at the same time, of course, exciting at what's ahead. And I know that you two have big things in your future, which leads me into one of my final topics, which would be, what is in store for you both as you now look ahead to the end of not only this 23-24 school year and your career in LPS, but then down the road, then into the near future, obviously. And I know you both have big things ahead for you.
Okay. I'll be attending Kansas State next year, and this weekend, actually, I'm trying out for their dance team, so...
Oh, best of luck.
Thank you. Well, so that's this weekend, and then I'm going to major in human development and family studies, most likely. I'm not exactly sure what career path I want yet, but probably something either social worker, school counselor, child life specialist, or I might just end up becoming a teacher or like the rest
and
of my
come
life.
Back to LPS.
Yeah.
We would love that. We would love that. Jackson, how do you follow that act?
So I will be attending Purdue University. I'm going to be a Boilermakers. Yes, sir. I'm going to major in aerospace engineering. And I am looking at minoring or double majoring in political science. I feel that I have a real interest in engineering. My family, we are huge into planes, huge into building things. So I want to make an airplane, make something that flies, just put something up there. I don't know what it is, but there's something about making something that no one's ever seen before. Everyone's seen a plane, but a different plane, a different thing, that's so interesting to me. So that's what's interesting about engineering and aerospace to me. And then I want to go into political science. At some point in my life, I want to go into politics because I just feel like there's a lot to be changed and a lot to be done for everybody to positively affect those who feel that they've been left behind or to... I went to a youth leadership summit at Harvesters over the summer and interacted with that kind of leadership where it's more of that service leadership, less of that policy leadership. And it's just, I want to go and do something where it's not just me sitting in a room saying things. I want to go and do something that positively affects the world around me. So it's those two parts of my brain, my left brain, my right brain, trying to work together, even though the two fields don't seem to meld too much. But I'm going to find a way.
I think, I don't know about you, Alyssa, but just talking to Jackson and hearing him talk right now, you may be become the first president of the United States that built a new airplane. That's what I see in the future. And then we'll have to pull this podcast up someday and we can say we were a part of that as part of In the Loop.
I love that.
In the Loop with LPS. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Did you guys get a chance to go to the walk in your caps and gowns at your elementary and middle schools? No, yes. How was that experience? That from my standpoint, that is just such a neat day. Kind of an emotional day.
Mm-hmm. I went to the walk at Warren Hills and Heritage, and it was really weird. I think I had been back to both schools like multiple times since I'd left there, so it wasn't like super crazy, but it was still just kind of like a stab in the chest, like it hurt. But it was cute. The kids are cute.
Yeah. Well, now what I'll let you answer as well, Jackson, but I think personally, like that is just as powerful for those kids that see these seniors walk the halls. I'm sure there are students, maybe fourth, fifth graders that are thinking to themselves, I want to be that someday. Mm-hmm.
Kind of my story having to do with that, because I did go. I loved it. It starts off at the high school, as always, and we get our caps and gowns. And, who was it? If I remember the name, it doesn't really matter. But you just see the emotion on all the students' faces at the high school. Now, like we were talking about it, the reality of it kicked in for me earlier today. But for a lot of the students at Liberty, it was kicking in on that moment. We are almost out of here. You could see the emotion on their faces where it was, I'm not going to see most of these people ever again. And that's just the sad reality of it. But you can see that kick in with everybody. I sat at the front of the auditorium on that day, so I kind of got the opportunity to look back on everybody. And it was a powerful moment in that everybody in their cap and gown together before graduation, but it's one last time, everybody in that room together as a class. That was powerful on its own. And of course, going and walking through schools, I went back to Shoal Creek. I even got to walk through Liberty Oaks because we split it in such a way where we had to go to Liberty Oaks, then Shoal Creek, then we went to DMS. Mm-hmm. But even going to a school that I didn't attend and seeing all the little kids, the students, my cousin was there. Seeing them and knowing I was there at one point and they're going to be where I'm at some point, kind of like you're saying, I felt that in my chest. I felt it bubbling up in a certain way. And I'm not one who's too emotional, but I did feel that, and it was uncomfy for me.
Well, you two, we cannot thank you enough for not only coming in today, but for representing us so well throughout your careers in Liberty Public Schools. And we always have heard such great things about you both, and whether it be in student leadership and all your other activities, that you just knock it out of the park. And we want to wish you both nothing but the best, and best of luck with all your end of year activities. I know it's just super crazy, and you're going to blink and it's going to be Memorial Day. And then of course the summer coming and into the fall of 2024. But before I let you go, any final thoughts, anything else you'd like to share with our viewers?
I'm good.
You're good. Jackson, your final stump speech.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make a stump speech, but keep being yourself, student, teacher, parent, family member, staff member. Keep being yourself, and things are going to work out. It might take a little bit, but it will work out.
Best of luck to not only you two, but the entire LPS class of 2024 from Liberty High School and Liberty North High School. Again, thank you both for being with us. Best of luck the rest of the way and what your future holds. And that will wrap up In the Loop with LPS for this week. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.